Good afternoon. I apologize. My slides are set up in kind of a handout format originally when we thought this might be a roundtable. I had them put up that way. So you've got a copy there to follow along if it's difficult to see up on the screen here. Okay, so I'm Liz Stevens, and like Joyce said, I work for Durham Connects, which is essentially the Family Connects model in Durham, North Carolina. The model started out in Durham in 2009, and as we've generated an evidence-based and have started to want to spread our model to other areas around the country, we realized Durham Connects might not be the most logical name for it. So the model itself is called Family Connects. I'd like to just take a minute to mention my colleagues whose work has definitely contributed to a lot of the information I'm going to be discussing today. Our evaluation team is led by Dr. Ben Goodman, along with Dr. Kenneth Dodge at the Duke Center for Child and Family Policy, and Dr. Robert Murphy and Dr. Karen O'Donnell work with me at the Center for Child and Family Health. And I have nothing to disclose. So here, just to kind of set the stage, I think that something that's interesting to remind ourselves when we're talking about nurse home visiting is where we've come from and what our history is as public health nurses, and how much nurse home visiting used to historically really be a huge part of our practice. And public health nurses were the ones going out into the field, going into people's homes, and providing services in that context. So I put a few bullets up here just to kind of remind ourselves of where we've come from and where we are, thinking about the original pioneers of nurse home visiting and moving forward into the creation of Title V, Maternal Child and Health Program, home visiting kind of resurging around the mid-20th century, and then some of the more well-known programs beginning Nurse Family Partnership, Healthy Families America, Early Head Start, all the way up until the Affordable Care Act, really designating and focusing funding and pointing out the importance of nurse home visiting really being a part of the trajectory of care for moms and babies. So I think it's good just to kind of keep that in the back of our minds when we're talking about home visiting. So we know that a lot of home visiting that happens around the country at this point tends to be more targeted home visiting. Something that's unique about the Family Connects model is that we see families universally, so everyone in the given population is seen as being benefiting from a home visit. But we know that targeted home visiting is really what's most out there these days, and we know that that has shown us to have great successes. There are countless studies out there showing that this intensive intervention for high-risk families really does make a difference for maternal and child outcomes, that long-term services make sense for a lot of families, and really that's where the outcomes end up showing up really strongly. We all know the studies that have been done showing the effectiveness of programs such as Nurse Family Partnership, the Parents as Teachers curriculum, Healthy Families America, Early Head Start. Some considerations to think about in terms of targeted home visiting is we know that these long-term intensive services are going to be more expensive per family, and that makes sense. We also know that, or I would argue, that demographics don't always predict the risk that a family might have and the needs that might be there for that family. Certainly, in a lot of cases, challenges around income or language barriers or substance use are going to be tied to higher risks for families and a greater need, but I think it's fair to say that we know that those demographics don't always predict the risk. Certainly with issues such as postpartum depression or domestic violence, some of these issues that really don't discriminate. So something to consider. So our case for universal home visiting I would say number one, every family is vulnerable at the birth of a child. No family is without risk when there's a brand new baby in the home, whether it's the first baby or whether it's the fourth baby, and it's a vulnerable time. So I think that if anyone were to say that families were without risk, they've never had a newborn in the home. I can speak to that now. I have risk. I'm doing fine. But additionally, we would pose that universal home visiting is really the route to community level change. So one of our goals with starting Durham Connects and the Family Connects model was looking at some community level change. In our community in particular, in Durham, we were experiencing a very high rate of child abuse and neglect. And so there was a community coalition that came together and said, what sorts of programs can we put in place? How can we really enhance services to reduce this rate community-wide? So if you're going to attack a community-wide issue, it helps to see the whole community. Universal home visits can really be quite complementary to these more intensive targeted programs that I talked about earlier. I would say that it can be a cost-effective way of really seeing all the families and triaging them and referring them to services as appropriate, rather than, again, depending on some of these demographic factors to predict who might need more intensive services. So by seeing everybody, we can provide really quite accurate referrals and provide a warm handoff to that next program, saving money for a lot of those more expensive targeted programs by giving them the referrals that are appropriate. Seeing everybody in the community also is a non-stigmatizing entry into the community system of care. So you're not getting a home visit because you have something wrong with you. You're getting a home visit because you live in the community. And it's a great way to introduce families to some of those resources that might be out there, even if they wouldn't necessarily identify themselves as somebody who needs these resources. And finally, gaps in the system of care can be identified. So certainly I know in Durham, from having done home visits for several years in our community, myself, we know where things are working and where they're not. Because we're seeing everybody, we really can kind of have our finger on the pulse of trends that are showing up in terms of families, moms not getting their postpartum appointment scheduled by the health department, or lots of families having this particular issue come up at the hospital during delivery. So when we start to see those trends, and we're seeing it across the whole community, we can identify those gaps pretty accurately. So moving on to talk a little bit more about the Family Connects model, our model is based on the idea that we connect with all families in the given population after birth. That's usually a contact right after birth, typically face-to-face in the hospital or over the phone within the first couple of days after delivery. And the home visit itself is scheduled for about 2 to 3 weeks postpartum. Our model dictates 1 to 3 or so home visits. The first home visit, the initial home visit, is the main intervention. It tends to be about 1.5 to 2 hours long, and that's where the bulk of the teaching and discussion and referrals and working with a family is going to take place. But we've got some flexibility in our model to go back and do follow-ups as needed, whether that's to work on some specific health issue with the family or to follow up on a referral that needs to be made that needs a little bit more attention. So there's an individualized assessment of family risks and needs that takes place at this initial home visit. The education and supportive guidance is provided by the home visiting nurse, and I would definitely echo Maria's point earlier about the fact that nurses, we have found, are the ones that are welcomed into the home, particularly after the birth of a new baby. It's a very natural thing to have a nurse come to visit. You know, we say sometimes, even for those families who are maybe a little hesitant about having someone come into the home, we say, you know, we're coming to weigh the baby. We're going to send this information along to your pediatrician. We're partnering with your providers. And I think that nursing role is a really important piece. Originally, when the program was first in the brainstorming process, they considered using social workers, but we are thankful every day that we decided on nurses, because I think it's made a big difference. So the connection occurs to appropriate community resources, like I talked about, and ultimately we are hoping that parents are able to connect more easily with their newborn. So that's where the connects comes into the name. So just a little bit more information about our program in Durham County. We're based out of the nonprofit Center for Child and Family Health, and in Durham County we have two main birthing hospitals. Most of our families, about 90-95% of our families in Durham County, give birth at one of these hospitals, so that makes our job a little bit easier in terms of figuring out who, where to find families, where to find births. We have a staff of 8 home visiting nurses and 1 nursing supervisor. There's a little bit of information you can see there that I just pulled off of the census website about our community characteristics. And we receive our funding from a local endowment, the county itself. We do get some Medicaid reimbursement and also a few additional small grants. So we've completed 2 randomized controlled trials on the Durham Connects, the Family Connects program in Durham. The first was conducted when the program started in July of 2009 and went on for 18 months through December of 2010. There were about 4,700 families, and the way that we randomized our full population was to actively offer the home visit to even day births, babies born on even days. Babies, so like January 2nd, January 4th, things like that. Babies who were born on odd days just got services as usual in the community and weren't offered the home visit. We had those families who were eligible, we had a 69% penetration rate. So we offer the home visit to every even day baby. Some of those were scheduled, and of the ones that were scheduled, 69% actually completed the home visit. That's what that refers to. We had an independent impact evaluation using an intent to treat design, and some of the findings you can see here. At age 6 months, we had more mother-reported positive parenting behaviors, higher quality blinded observer-rated mother parenting, higher quality mother-rated father-infant relationship, higher quality child care when families were choosing to use child care. So that doesn't necessarily mean more people were using child care, just that it was higher quality if they were. Higher quality blinded observer-rated home environments and less mother clinical anxiety. At 12 months, based on some administrative data that we were able to access through our hospital, we found that we had quite fewer hospital overnights and total emergency infant medical care, 50% less. So ultimately, looking at the costs of those hospital costs and the emergency medical care, we were able to estimate that for about every dollar spent on Durham Connects, $3 was saved by the community in this reduced medical care. Our second randomized controlled trial was more recently. Last year in 2014, we did a 6-month RCT. We had 937 families in this trial, and just to mix things up a little bit, we offered the visit actively to babies born on odd days, and even day babies got services as usual. For this study, we had a 64% penetration rate, so we actually completed the home visit with 64% of those eligible families. And again, independent impact evaluation using an intent to treat design. And these results, we've had some preliminary results from this, but nothing that is put together quite enough that I'm able to share with you. But so far, they've been positive. We've seen some of the same positive parenting behaviors, less maternal stress, some of those things. And right now, I know they're working on getting some of that administrative data to look at the emergency medical care use. We're also in the midst of conducting an economic evaluation, so looking more closely at that return on investment of the program into childhood. So from our first RCT back in 2009, we've continued to follow those families in a double-blinded study. So they think they're participating in just a study on, you know, childhood development, and the evaluators are not aware as to whether they originally received a Durham Connects visit or not. But those kids right now just got finished with kindergarten. So we're really have been able to continue to follow them and have had a pretty good retention rate with keeping up with those families. So that's going to be exciting to see. So thinking about scaling up, and one of my roles with the program has been implementation and starting to work with other communities who have shown interest in utilizing our evidence-based protocol. We have a process that we've started to use for disseminating and implementing Family Connects in other communities, because we know it's working really well in Durham, but now the next challenge is to see how it works in other communities, and whether we can get some of those good positive results in other places as well. So we start off, we have kind of a 6-step process that you can see here that we've gone through with a couple of sites that I'm going to discuss in a minute. Basically, it includes nurses coming, doing some initial community assessment, looking at whether a program is starting from scratch, or maybe programs that are already doing some infant home visiting but are wanting to move towards an evidence-based model. We've had kind of a mix of different people coming to us interested. But we start off with that assessment, and then folks come to Durham to train with our nurses for about a week or so. I've gone out to a few sites and then done site visits to check fidelity and reliability of the visits, and to do some training on site. And then we have continued to be in touch with programs with distance consultation, phone, Skype, reviewing penetration rate, reviewing how things are going over the course of the first year of full operation. And then the idea is that we'll be doing another on-site review and continuing yearly audits. So a couple, just to touch a little bit on a couple of the sites that we have expanded to. We have a site out in eastern North Carolina. So these are 4 rural counties that you can see listed here. And so again, a really different community from Durham. Durham is pretty urban. We've got some rural kind of outskirts in our county. It's not a very big county, but the main area of the county is a pretty metropolitan area. So eastern North Carolina is very different in that sense. They've got a lot of different birthing hospitals, so that makes the process of finding families who live in these 4 counties a little bit more complicated, because they've got families delivering in Virginia and down at the beach and kind of all over the place. So they've depended a whole lot more on vital records and getting referrals from their pediatricians and OBs. So they've kind of done some outreach, you know, a little bit differently than we've done things in Durham, and had to be a little creative about that. Their target population is all of the births in those 4 counties. They have 4 home visiting nurses and 1 nursing supervisor. Again, here are just a few characteristics about their community. And they have received the majority of their funding from a state Race to the Top Early Learning Challenge grant that was designated to an area of eastern North Carolina where a lot of different early childhood programs were being put into place, and ours was one of them. And they also receive Medicaid reimbursement. Guilford County, North Carolina, is a county to our west, which already had a newborn home visiting program. Oh, I should say, in eastern North Carolina, they were starting from scratch. They weren't doing any newborn home visiting when Family Connects kind of came out there. In Guilford County, they've been doing newborn home visiting for like 15 years. It's totally accepted by the community. People expect their newborn home visit after they have the birth of a newborn. Their pediatricians expect to hear from their public health nurses in terms of weight checks and, you know, being really having some strong communication there. So that was really exciting to go into that community. Basically, their funders told them that they needed to start doing an evidence-based practice or they were going to lose their funding. So they came to us. We're about an hour down the road. And we've helped them to kind of transition their protocol to include the aspects of ours so that they can call themselves a Family Connects program. They have 2 main birthing hospitals. They're seeing all Guilford County births. And they've got a bigger team, about 15 home visiting nurses and 2 nursing supervisors. So we've learned a lot from them just in terms of how well integrated they are into their community. And at this point, they're successfully doing our program and our protocol. They received most of their funding from a state Smart Start grant. That was the one that charged them with finding an evidence-based model. And they also received funding from their county and Medicaid reimbursement. So more recently, I took a trip to Iowa. They, in the Quad Cities area, which is basically 4 counties, Scott County, Clinton, Jackson, and Rock Island County. It's right on the border of Iowa and Illinois. I always have to remind myself that it's not Indiana, it's Illinois, because I'm from the East Coast. I don't know these things. But they see the births in that area. And this is, again, kind of a different model. They've had newborn home visiting going on for a while, but it's through their specific health system. So they're not necessarily seeing every single birth in these four counties, but they're seeing all the births from that health system in the four counties. So again, it's kind of like, what is the denominator? You know, what is the target population? And just wanting to make sure that all of that population is being given the chance for the home visit. So they receive funding from a Scott County Foundation, as well as their health system's philanthropy fund. So that's made their denominator all Scott County births plus the health system's births from these other three counties. So they've kind of had to meet the requirements of their funders in terms of who's getting offered the home visit and how it's being paid for. They have a team of three home visiting nurses and one nursing supervisor, though I know they're about to hire another one because they have been really busy. And again, some community characteristics are listed for you there. Whoops. I skipped one. Okay. I'll just say, in terms of Minnesota, we recently had some nurses come from four counties in Minnesota as well. I was talking with Sadie about that. Some nurses from Cook County, McLeod, Sibley, and Meeker counties. So again, these are fairly rural counties. Kind of a mix, different teams. Cook County is way up north and has kind of one public health nurse doing everything, like she mentioned, is the case in a lot of rural areas. Whereas McLeod and Meeker, I know, have a larger team, and they would be looking to train a larger group of nurses to go out and see all of their families. So they're in the very early stages. They're working with several different birthing hospitals, and the target community is kind of being determined right now. They're looking for funding, basically, but are really committed to offering this evidence-based home visit to their families. So I have just a few things to think about. Again, you know, things to think about for our question and answer session, and thinking that this might be a round table, some things I wanted to kind of put out there to people. Recently, we did get certification by DHHS as an evidence-based home visiting program through HOMeV. So we are excited to be able to offer that to communities and to kind of start to spread our protocol based on the evidence that we've found. We've been talking with a lot of different communities besides these ones that I've mentioned here. And again, it's interesting for us to figure out who is a good fit, what sorts of adaptations need to be made, and like, how is this model going to be successful, or is this model going to be successful in very different looking communities? That's really kind of the question for us right now. We're looking to establish a hub in Durham, a training hub that has been started to some extent at this point, but we need funding for it. So that's one of our challenges that we're scratching our heads about back in Durham. It's how to designate some more positions to that. And just some questions I think that would be good to consider, and I'd be really interested to hear from some of you in the audience. What is the best home, or is there a best home for a universal home visiting program? Should it come out of a health system? Should it, as part of the health system services to their patients? Should it be more based out of a local health department, kind of tagging on to MCH home visiting that's already happening? Should it be part of a visiting nurses association, you know, as a partner in the services for a community? What are additional ways that funding can be sustained? And kind of related to that, I think that it would be good for us to think really creatively about how to appeal to the business community, to other community partners, besides maybe just the healthcare folks. As to why universal home visiting is good for the community and really is going to enhance, you know, very broad aspects of the community, thinking about the health of the future employment pool. So how do we make that case? And even kind of additionally thinking, I have enjoyed kind of thinking about using a framework like collective impact, you know, like really drawing in lots of different players to kind of approach this as a community-wide issue, and to think about funding and sustainability and getting the word out to everybody. So here I just have contact information for us. I'm excited for questions and answers and a few references here. And that's it.